makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley, and it's Wednesday, August 24th, and I have your sights and sounds from the locker room. Today, we have QB Matt Schaub and wideout Andre Johnson talking about what they must do against the Jags.
I-72.
Andre Johnson blamed himself for the loss to the Titans, saying he blew it by dropping two passes in the end zone. Johnson is now looking forward to redemption in Jacksonville.
I really don't know. Since I've been here, that's kind of been like our routine. Guys tend to, get up for that game. Other than that, I really couldn't tell you no other reason. But we just try to go out and, it doesn't matter who it is, we just try to go out and play our best against them.
How do you fix your woes in the red zone? 1-6 last week. Yeah.
We just have to execute our offense better. We got down there and we didn't execute. That's pretty much the thing we seen on film. From watching the film in the game.
When you talked about those two catches that you thought you should have made the other day, mm-hmm. You took all the blame and all that. Sometimes when you look at the tape, you see something different. The over the shoulder, the catch where the guy was right on, you didn't know he was there. After looking at the tape, how do you look at what you did and didn't do?
Well, you just look at it and you try to learn from it. The first pass, just from looking at it, I think I should have just ran through the ball, rather than jumping, trying to reach out for it. And the second pass, I think I should have just stopped and went up for the ball. Like I said, I didn't feel the DB behind me, so I just tried to let the ball come down in my hands. But, you play and you learn. I should have just went up for it and made the play on it by jumping up, just attacking the ball. So, I learned from that. And, like I said, it's something I try not to have happen again.
Is that water off a duck's back? Does it affect you at all? Or have you forgotten about it and move on?
No, it doesn't. Of course, I'm upset that I didn't make those plays. But as far as affecting me, for this game, once it's happened, it's over. During the game, once I drop a ball, it's over. There's nothing I can do about it. I can't go back and fix it. So, I'm fine. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go out and try to get this win against Jacksonville so that, things could be a little bit different around here.
What does it mean to hear Gary stand behind his quarterback? Schaub's your guy. Schaub called it a huge boost. What do you think about it?
It's big. You look around the league and, hear a lot of different things about different quarterbacks and, their coaches stand behind them. And, their teammates stand behind them, and I stand behind Matt. I know Matt's a great player, and I know Matt's going to be a great player. Right now, it's not just him struggling. It's all of us struggling. So, he can't take the blame for everything. It's not a one-man's game. We're out there on the field trying to play just like he is, and, he can't take the blame for all of it. So, we just going to rally behind him.
What's different in him this year than the first two games of last year? He looked so good, and the first two games of this year, it's been different.
Things have been happening where people have just been taking turns. Whether he's not having time to throw the ball or, we're not making a play or, things like that. So, I always say, in football, one man can mess up a whole play. You look at the pass, it was well protected. He throws the ball, I drop it. The bad play, on my part. So I made that play bad. So the play was not executed because I didn't catch it. So, you just have guys, just taking turns and messing up. And, it doesn't just affect Matt. It affects the whole team. It affects everybody. So, football, it's not a one-man's game. You have to have everybody on the same page working at one time.
Do you think this offense might run better if Safe is in there, quarterback?
I think it runs better no matter who's in there. know, I think we have two great quarterbacks. I think it's just the fact that, like I said, guys are just taking turns messing things up. I think, you know, we'll go out and give a better performance than we have in the past 2 weeks this week.
Jacksonville likes to dominate in common possession. Have you thought about that and
that
your possession
game
will be really crucial this Sunday?
We know that'll be real crucial. You know, they like to run the ball, and I think they had the ball for like 40 minutes against Indy. It's going to be tough. You know, hopefully, you know, our defense can go out and stop them and give us some opportunities, and I'm pretty sure they will. They have two great running backs, and they run the ball real well. So, you know, it's going to be a big challenge for the whole team.
Not everybody here. You talk about dropping passes. What is it about you? You don't have a problem admitting it when you make mistakes. A lot of guys do that.
Because I live up to my responsibilities. You know, I don't have a problem with people. You know, I go out and play. And when I play, I go out and give them all. You know, if I mess up, you know, it's not like I tried to go out and do it. You know, things are going to happen. You know, you're not perfect. No one's perfect. So I just let it roll off my back. So if people want to criticize me about those two drop balls, you know, in the Tennessee game, let them go ahead. It's not going to bother me. I laugh at it.
But you criticize yourself in public. Not a lot of guys, not every athlete does that, Andre.
I can do that. You know, I'm criticizing myself because I know it's just going to make me better. You know, to be honest, I really can't wait till Sunday because I just want to go out and, you know, do something because of what I did, you know, last Sunday. So, you know, for me, it's just extra motivation. And, you know, I just want to go out and do something special for this team to get this thing headed in the right direction.
In the conference, Conte Guard says that I think some of the reason that the series has been so competitive is because they've taken you guys lightly. Is that insulting, or is that just something you expect to kind of hear?
You know what, coming from them, that's something you know you expect. Every year is always something said, but you know, we really don't worry about that. We just go out and play the game.
Coming from him, how so? Do you know him?
No, I really don't know David. It's kind of shocking, you know, to hear him say something like that. I never really know him as a guy to really say much. You know, he seemed to be a pretty laid-back guy, but, you know, it's shocking to hear him say that, but, you know, we'll just see him Sunday.
This is a series that, you know, there were so many Jacksonville players that helped kind of start this franchise. And so there was a lot of talk, and everybody used to say how much trash talk involved in Jacksonville games. And that was one of the reasons it initially was so competitive and stuff. Is it different now with so many different players on both teams, or is it stayed the same, or how is it out there?
It's pretty much the same. You know, you go out there, we know those guys. You know, we play against them twice a year, every year, so we know what they expect from them. They know what they expect from us. And it's just a matter of who's going to go out and stop who. You know, so, you know, that's pretty much it. You know, it's going to be a real competitive game. And it always comes down to someone making a big play, you know, during the game to you know, help the other team win. So, you know, hopefully we'll go out and have a great performance.
And here's quarterback Matt Schaub.
Well, you know, it's a very difficult situation for everybody down here. You know, a lot of destruction has come through, and you know, a lot of people are suffering right now, not only with our team, but with the community and people down in Galveston and throughout Texas. And you know, it's a very difficult time for everybody. But you know, one thing we have to do as a football team is focus on what we have to do to be successful this week. And you know, we're right in there with the community and dealing with things, and so our heart goes out to everybody that has been affected. But you know, one thing that we have to do is, you know, come to work every day and be ready to go on Sunday.
The chance to get back to football and play a game on Sunday on the road, is it offer a nice respite from what you're seeing around town, or is it one of those things where there's so much that you're seeing and personally having to deal with that it could be a little tough to put that out of the mind?
Well, I think it's refreshing to get back to work and go out on the practice field and get ready for a game that we love to play and have all been playing for a long time. You know, it's a good release from what we had to deal with the past five, 6 days, and you know, get our minds back onto what we're doing with our jobs and what we're doing here. But, you know, once we get away from the facility and get home, then, you know, we got to focus on our families and our homes and get everything back in order. But, you know, it's a nice, refreshing feel to get back to work and go out to practice and have some fun.
Is the city pretty much a ghost town right now? In terms of people evacuated still?
Yeah, there are definitely parts of it that are. You know, I'd say there's a lot of people that are coming back to the city. You know, a lot of us and people in the community had to get out of town, you know, because we're without power or some without water and all the necessities that we rely on a day-to-day basis. And people got out of town to Austin or San Antonio. And so you see a lot of people coming back to their homes to clean up and to assess damages and check on things. But, you know, slowly but surely things are getting cleaned up and people are returning and power's coming back on in certain areas. And, you know, it's a slow, drawn-out process because there's so many things that need to be done. But, you know, as a community, you know, we're just all banding together and pulling together. And that's the thing when you have a tragedy such as we did, you know, you just rally around each other and, you know, you get through it and you just, you know, lift each other's spirits up and come together.
Have you hosted any teammates or friends?
Actually, I mean, I'm still without power myself. So my wife and I, we are staying in a hotel right now. Until we get power back on. So I have not hosted anybody, but, you know, I definitely, once power would come on, you know, I definitely would be open to that. A lot of guys have offered their homes to us. So, you know, it's just something that you just band together and, you know, you help each other out in times of need.
Not talking hurricane related, but generally speaking, football wise, you ever get impatient? You know, last year, the injuries kind of slowed down the whole process and things maybe haven't gone on the timetable that everybody hoped. Did you ever think, man, it takes a long time to get this thing off the ground?
You know, I never got impatient with it, you know, because I understand, you know, that it doesn't happen overnight. It was very frustrating to be injured last year, to not be out there with my guys and fighting and scrapping. But, you know, injuries are a part of this game that we play, and that's the risk that we run, and you just got to, you know, keep a positive outlook and bounce back from it and come back stronger the next go around. And each year we'd go out in training camp and in the offseason and build our team up and get prepared to go out and be successful in the next year. And that's what we're working towards and that's what we're focused on.
Did you have in mind that you were knocked out of both these games against the Titans last year? Is that just bad luck more than anything else?
Well, I think, you know, it's just a result of injuries and they're part of this game. You know, I don't want to say they're bad luck or, you know, something to do with that team, but it was just, you know, part of the game and things that happened and were incurred during that game, and it just so happened that both of them were in the Tennessee game, and but, you know, that's part of this game, and you just got to keep battling through things and keep fighting.
Kevin Walter maybe qualify as a well-kept secret nationally, and who's he compared to?
Well, I definitely think he's a really good best-kept secret, you know, around the league. You know, a lot of people, you know, all talk about Andre Johnson and Andre Davis with the big plays he made and the kick returns that he made last year. But, you know, this guy, Kevin Walter, he led our team in receiving last season. And, you know, he's a very dependable player. You always know he's going to do the right thing and be in the right spot. And he's going to block the right guy in the run game, and he's going to stick his face in there, and he's going to have reliable hands to catch the ball, and he's one of those guys that you know he's going to be on top of his job, and you know, you have a lot of those guys, you're going to be on the right track, and we're fortunate to have him. And you know, I think by year's end, you know, people are really going to take notice of what he can do.
Fair to compare him to Wes Welker or Brandon Stokley, guy like that?
But I don't want to label him and put him in a category with other players. You know, he's his own guy, and I think he's a little different from those guys. He's a little bit bigger, and, you know, I think he can do some really good things for us, you know, but I think, you know, he's just his own guy, and I'd put him in a little different category from those other guys.
What's been your impressions of the Tennessee defense through two games?
Well, they're very physical. You know, they fly to the football, and they're very fundamentally sound in what they do and in their gaps and in their coverages. So yards are hard to come by against them, and you just got to stick to your plan and not get frustrated or impatient with what they're doing. And, you know, they're very good at rushing the quarterback and stopping the run. And You know, you do those things in this league and you'll be successful. So they've done a nice job of that through 2 weeks here and, you know, holding teams down from getting points. So, you know, they're hard to come by, but when we have an opportunity, we need to take advantage of it.
When you see on film, do you see the relentless style that Kyle VandenBosch shows in practice? Does that come through on when you watch film of him?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, he's one of those high motor, high intensity guys, maybe one of the highest motors in the league. And, you know, that's his MO, and that, you know, he's going to bring that to the table every week and, you know, every play. And so you got to be prepared for that to go, you know, 60 minutes of relentless football against him, because he's going to keep coming and keep coming, and you know he's going to be there. So you always got to be prepared for all his stuff.
The team's trying to build a running game and not going the way that, like, maybe at the beginning of the season. How hard is it to keep working at that? How much faith do you have to have that, hey, it might not come on the fifth carry or the tenth carry, but we got to keep at it, and maybe the 15th carry we're finally doing what we want?
That's the key, and you know, being in this running game system now for 4 years, dating back to my days in Atlanta with Alex Gibbs, you know, you got to be patient with it, because you're going to get those ugly, you know, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 yard runs, and then, you know, eventually you'll get a 15 or a breakout run for 30, and you just got to keep hammering away at it and keep chipping at the rock, and you know, then you'll finally get a big one. You just keep after it and keep after it, because it's such a huge part of what we try and do with our play pass and our play action, you know, because that's what it all feeds off of, you know. So you gotta stay true to the run and keep working on it. You can't just abandon it after 1 week and say you can't do it, or because a guy's hurt. You just gotta keep, you know, plugging away at it and have faith in the system and you know, trust it. Because once you lose trust in it, you know, it's not gonna work. You just gotta mentally stay wired into it.
How much can you learn? You sat behind Vic for a couple of years in Atlanta. How much can you learn sitting back watching maybe a veteran go about their business at the quarterback position?
I learned a lot by watching Mike and sitting back, you know, not just on the field things, but, you know, just how to handle my weekly routine and handle the team and guys and, you know, how I would handle things, you know, when given my opportunity. And, you know, just by watching him, I just learned an incredible amount about those things. And you just, it's so different coming from college into this league and being the quarterback and running the team. And, you know, it's tough as a, you know, first or second year guy to handle those situations. And I think I benefited tremendously from having 3 years behind Mike.
Talking about your running backs, you think it's been tough for Amon Green, you know, the little injuries he's had to deal with the last couple of seasons?
Well, it's definitely been tough, not only for him personally, but for us as a team, because he can help us out in so many ways, and he's a big factor when he's on the field for us, not only in the running game, but in the pass protection game and catching balls and being a very dependable player. But like I said before, you know, injuries are a part of the game, and, you know, he's had his share, so we just need to get him healed up and get back on the field. But in the meantime, you know, we've got some guys that we have faith in and trust, and they've shown that they can play very well in this league, so we're just going to depend on those guys to fill in that spot.
Chris Johnson has given the Titans a speed element that they've never had. You feel like maybe Steve Slayton could give you guys a little bit of that same burst as well?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, he's a change of pace guy. You know, he's shown that he can carry the ball a bunch of times. He can block, he can catch, and he's really maturing a lot here throughout training camp and the preseason and into the regular season here. So, you know, he's one of those guys that give him a crease and he can get into the secondary and make some people miss. And, you know, it's very hard for the first guy to bring him down, and he's shown that, you know, he can run behind his pads and get underneath guys and make people miss. So, I mean, we're definitely excited about the skill set that he brings.
How much does a home run hitter type running back like that change the way the defense has to play you, as opposed to a running back who's going to get, you know, 4 or 5, and then when he breaks one, maybe get 10 or 12?
I think it definitely, you know, I think defenses, they got to, you know, be very conscious of, you know, their lanes and their lane assignments, because, you know, you get a cutback guy that if they run a play and he cuts back, there's nobody home and he can take it to the house every time. And when you have a guy like that, you know, guys have to play things so much more honest, and they can't try and jump things or play overly aggressive.
Do you keep a close eye on Haynesworth in this game, and how much did it seem like he weighed when he landed on you in that game in Houston last year?
Well, you know, I can't keep too much eye on him. You know, they've got a bunch of good players on their defensive front, and so we just have to be aware of, you know, how they're lining up and you know, just be stout up front. You know, I have complete faith in those guys up there, and, you know, I just got to get back there and get rid of the football and can't worry too much about the rush. I got to just focus on my downfield throws and play the game and let things happen, you know. And as far as how much he weighed when he landed on me, you know, that's, I think we're still trying to find a scale that can measure that.
What have you seen out of, on the other side of the ball? What have you seen out of Mario Williams, at least in practice, first team against first team?
Well, you know, we haven't really run, since third week of training camp or even earlier than that, you know, first team versus first team. But he's a guy that just, you know, he's starting to come into his own, and we saw that last year, late in the year. You know, he had a tremendous season for us last year, and so far this year he's been picked up right where he's left off. So he can create a lot of havoc and disruption in the backfield. You know, he's just really coming into his own, and we're really excited about the way he's progressing. And, you know, he's just adding so many moves to his repertoire and creating a lot of havoc. And, you know, people have to pay attention to where he is because he's developing into a premier pass rusher in this league.
Have you guys ever had any conversations about which, of course, because, you know, you're opposite each other all the time. Have you ever had any conversations about what he could do to get better, what you could do to get better, because you're always facing each, you know, you're facing the Tennessee version of him all the time and vice versa?
Right. I think the big thing was throughout training camp and even back in mini camps is, you know, he was really working with Dwayne Brown, our new left tackle, on things, you know, because he's a rookie coming in and hasn't really seen the caliber of talent that he's going to face week in and week out in this league and especially in this division. So, you know, I think the two of them put their heads together and they really just tried to help each other out. Mario more so for Dwayne than the other way. But, you know, I think that just made them, you know, get so much better and incredibly ready for the season.
All you Texans.